This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show this Sunday, November 5th, 2017. I am filling in for Alex temporarily here. I will be your host for the first hour, Owen Schroyer with you. We will be hearing from Alex in the second hour, as well as our reporter, actually our news director and sometimes reporter Rob Dew, will be boots on the ground at the scene of the fatal shooting at the church in Texas here today. Obviously, that will be the focal point of today's broadcast. We do have some other news we may get to, but let's just get you up to speed in case you are not aware. At least 20 people killed in a church shooting today in Texas. It happened just after 11 a.m. Central Time today as the congregation was gathering. I'm hearing reports of 27 dead, but there are conflicting reports. These numbers do tend to change, at least 30 injured, so we'll keep you posted as we get those numbers in. I'm not sure how they can have those official numbers yet, so we'll continue to monitor that. The pastor was the normal pastor of the church, this Baptist church, was not actually there today, and his daughter was, though, and his daughter is one of the deceased, including young children are among the deceased as well. Again, a church shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas. There is Pastor Frank Pomeroy, who is normally the one delivering the sermon and leading the congregation, but was out today, so he was not amongst the congregation today. However, his daughter was, and unfortunately is among the deceased, as well as at least 20 others. Now, the FBI has taken over the investigation, so not sure what that exactly means as far as what we're going to be told or how the investigation will be handled, so we'll continue to keep tabs on that as well. There are some interesting things, and even though we have to sit here and get through the grief and the realization that many people died today, but we do have to report on some things about it that you just don't even want to have to think about, but these are the things that we do here at InfoWars. A couple of strange things. Obviously, you know, the pastor not in today. I've not heard a statement yet from him, not seen him on any of the television interviews. We've seen a lot of other people, eyewitnesses, etc. The story is, we don't have any information on the shooter either. They're just saying lone gunman over and over again. Apparently, the story is he goes into the church, unloads. They keep saying, I keep hearing semi-automatic rifles, but again, we've gotten no details about the actual firearms that were used or any details as far as caliber or what type of weapon. They do say that the shooter pause to reload. So we're hearing semi-automatic weapon, pause to reload at least once. And they're saying that he pretty much hit, or I guess we don't know if it's a he or she, but saying that the shooter pretty much hit everyone in the congregation. Now, Sutherland Springs is a town of about 500 people. So most likely this is one of those small towns where everybody knows everybody. All will be impacted by this, but apparently the shooter goes into the church, unloads a couple magazines, and then is able to get away from the scene, flee the scene, and drive his car away, and then apparently somehow was apprehended 5 blocks down the road, and the shooter is now deceased. One interesting angle that we're looking at right now is the fact that this church records all of its Sunday congregations. Every single one of them can be found on YouTube. So one can only assume that the camera was rolling when this shooting happened. Is that the case? Will we ever see this footage? What is the FBI up to? We'll have more of it on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It is Sunday, November 5th, 2017. Filling in for Alex today. I'm Owen Schroyer. We will be hearing from Alex in the second hour, however. Alex did file some reports that are going to be key that we will be hearing in the second hour. I'll be with you for the first hour. We'll be keeping you updated on everything that is happening in Sutherland Springs right now, where there was a mass shooting, at least 20 people dead inside a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. In the last segment, I said that I wasn't sure if it was he or she. They have confirmed the shooter was male. It's funny that we don't get any other details of the shooter that's already been reported as deceased, was somehow able to flee the scene, flee the church, after killing at least 20 people and shooting at least 50 people, and it's been reported that he pretty much shot everyone in the congregation that day. Pastor Pomeroy, who normally delivers the sermon and leads the congregation on Sundays, was not there this Sunday. His daughter, unfortunately, was among the deceased. This is a church that records all of their Sunday congregations. So one must wonder, was the camera rolling when the shooting happened? Here is their YouTube channel, First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, Texas. Was the camera recording while the shooting happened? Is there any footage of this shooting? Did the FBI confiscate what could have been possible evidence that will no longer ever be available to the public? Interesting angles there. We've got some other angles that we're keeping our feelers on right now, but considering the seriousness of this event and trying to be as accurate as possible, we're going to wait and flesh all of this out as details emerge. We are currently waiting on a press conference that is set to begin here, I would guess, within the next 20 minutes. This is from, I believe, the Sutherland Springs Police Station. I'm not sure about that, though. Taking a second look with the piano there, I'm wondering if this might be just a local school. Regardless, though, there will be a press conference soon, and we will carry that live. So stick with us if you want to hear from the official press conference. I wonder if we'll be hearing from the FBI, if we'll be hearing from the local police department, or if we'll be seeing what we've seen in the past, the local police department with an FBI agent gleaming, glaring, standing over his shoulder. So we'll keep you posted. We'll just run down some of the headlines here. At least 27 people killed at a Texas church, multiple people injured, including a two-year-old. So again, the numbers have reached as high as 27, as well as 30 injured in Sutherland Springs church shooting. Trump has tweeted out, as well as Vice President Mike Pence, obviously, condolences and feelings and prayers with the people of Sutherland Springs. Let's go right into this. This is coming from the Hill. Dems renew calls for gun legislation in wake of Texas church shooting. This is beyond politics to me, to be quite honest with you, because what we can report here, which is what typically happens, that the Democrats immediately politicize these things. They immediately blame the guns, blame the truck. Don't blame the guy driving the truck. Blame the gun, not the guy that pulled the trigger. But think about this. I'm not even going to complain about the Dems politicizing this because we already knew that that was coming. Of course, they want to grab the guns. Really? Shocking. But this is what is sick about this to me and what the bigger issue here is. Folks, think of how many lives could have been saved today if one person in that congregation was carrying. If one person had his concealed carry permit and had a pistol on his hip today. What about two people? What if there were three, four people, four good Americans, members of the congregation, carrying their firearms with their concealed carry, which you have to have training to get. You have to know how to shoot a pistol at short range. Imagine if you had just one, though. Just one American citizen in that church that had his concealed carry. How many lives could have been saved today? So do the Democrats really not have this common sense? Wow, here's another one. Oh my gosh, this story was just published by Mallory Shelbourne on the Hill. House Democrats slam NRA in wake of Texas shooting. Now, again, folks, like I said, this just shows the Democrats' true colors. When we say that they want the guns, they want the guns. Here's Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris condemns senseless gun violence after Texas church shooting. Oh, man. So this is what we're saying. They really do want your guns, folks. They really want to come for your guns. Totalitarians, authoritarians, communists have to take your guns. You see, you can't have a weapon. You can't have a firearm and be a slave. You can't be under thumb of a big government when you're armed. That's the entire point. So when we go out to, you look at yesterday's protest in Austin, and you've got hundreds of Americans out there open carrying, executing their Second Amendment right. By the way, don't tell Don Lemon or Jake Tapper, but guess what? No one got shot. Wow. Imagine that. Hundreds of people on the streets of Austin yesterday with all kinds of different firearms. Zero people got shot. Zero times were the firearm discharged. And here are the Democrats the next day blaming guns for what happened at the church. So this shows their true colors. That they really want to come for the guns, and that's the first thing they think of when an event like this happens is, ooh, how can we virtue signal and grab the guns? That's what they do. And it really just shows their mental makeup that instead of the, it just, their agenda to grab the guns, their agenda to target the Second Amendment, their agenda to blame guns, their agenda to blame the gun owners of America, their agenda to blame the NRA, their agenda to demonize anyone that has a firearm, their agenda to demonize, blame, with any angle, guns and gun owners is at the top of their priority so that it supersedes common sense. Which is, if there was one good citizen there with a gun, multiple lives could have been saved. So what does that tell you about people like Kamala Harris? That common sense, decency, and the Constitution are all put on the back burner for the agenda to grab the guns, demonize the Second Amendment, and demonize gun owners. There's a tweet from Kamala Harris, folks. This is approximately 2 hours after the shooting happened. Kamala Harris tweets out, Senseless gun violence has torn apart another community, this time in a house of worship. When do we say enough is enough? I think it's enough of Kamala Harris. That's what I think. It's enough of you. And it's enough of you demonizing guns. And here's another thing, folks. Yesterday, after the march was over, there were a lot of patriots. Honestly, I want to thank all the patriots out there, because I know that a lot of you have my back when I'm out there and you're watching out for us. And some of them were kind of following me after the deal as I was searching for some of these protesters to get an interview with them that were protected by the police. And so we're walking up the block and a couple girls walk out, four girls walk out of the coffee shop, and they literally shrieked when they saw a gun. They literally shrieked in horror and ran across the street. I'm not kidding you. They didn't even look both ways. They could have been hit by a car. But the sight of a gun scared them so much that they had to flee the scene, even though if there was a man with a gun, lives could have been saved today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
Well, I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's being reported 27 dead after a church was shot up in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Our very own Rob Dew is almost there. He will be reporting from the ground in the second hour. We will also be hearing from Alex Jones in the second hour. And we are currently waiting for the press conference from Sutherland Springs, which is actually at a community center there in the small town. I want to pull up this map for a second, guys, just so we can kind of show the people where this happened. I'm not familiar with these two roads, but I'm told it's kind of in the middle of 87 and 593. Is that right, guys? 539 and 87. And this is, well, it's just east, pretty much, of San Antonio, just south here of Austin. Now, they're zooming out now so you can get a better idea. There you can see it just a bit southeast of San Antonio. Now, here's something strange, and, I mean, you know, get your conspiracy theories ready. But of all of the streets in Sutherland Springs, there's only one street corner where you cannot get a street view, and that is right in front of the church. So I don't know if that's of any significance. I don't know why that would be the case. Did they change that? Can you now have a street view of this church? Because you couldn't earlier. Interesting. Well, there you go. There you can see the site of the shooting today. I guess it's like jumping over that spot, isn't it, right there? It's jumping over that intersection, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So I don't know what that's about, but obviously people were trying to get a Google Street View of the actual intersection where the church is located, and Google Street View does not allow you to do that. It makes you jump right over that intersection. So just thought that was worth reporting for whatever it's worth. Now, the FBI, it's been said, is taking over the investigation. We are waiting for the press conference. We will carry that live. But just look at all the Democrats that are already calling for gun control after this event. Truly sad. Truly sad. The typical candidates, Kamala Harris, Mike Thompson, Richard Blumenthal, Dick Durbin. So you have to ask yourself, folks, are these politicians so agenda-driven to come after guns, come after the Second Amendment, that they prioritize the agenda to get rid of guns and to get rid of the Second Amendment higher than common sense? That is the question I'm asking these Democrats. Do you really put your agenda, your anti-gun agenda, above common sense? Because that's what you're doing today. And you're doing it really within hours of the event happening. So they don't even wait a day now to hop right on this deal. That's how desperate they are. But when you completely forego common sense in order to push your political agenda, now you really have to wonder what these people are. Why is this gun, this anti-gun agenda, so important to these people that they can't even deal in common sense? What am I talking about? What is the common sense here? 50 people in a church, apparently 50 unarmed people, all get shot by reportedly a lone gunman. Well, let's say that you had one citizen in that church that had his concealed carry and was carrying today when the shooter entered the building and started shooting. Well, there would have been a fight, wouldn't there have been? There would have been a little pushback, and the shooter wouldn't have been able to go in there and shoot unabated. But that isn't the thought process of these Democrats. It's, oh my gosh, if only we could have gotten rid of the gun in the first place. If only we could have signed that legislation. If only the NRA didn't exist. If only we could have pushed through all of our anti-gun legislation years ago. If only the Republicans didn't stand up for the Second Amendment. If only, if only, if only. These people live in an if-only world. They don't even live in reality. No, the real if-only, folks, is if only one or two members of that congregation would have had their concealed carry and a pistol on them today, multiple lives would have been saved. Absolutely, 100%, without a doubt. Now, here's a video from the church's YouTube channel. They do record all of their Sunday congregations. So this begs the question, was the camera rolling and recording when this shooting happened, when the shooter entered the grounds? And if so, what comes of that footage? Does the FBI hide it forever? Has the FBI already confiscated it? Does the church have any say in their own intellectual property, or does the FBI get to control that? That's what we will find out as we are waiting on the press conference. But here you can see the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs YouTube channel. They do upload all of their sermons. And I will tell you, obviously, these views have skyrocketed just since we've been on air, where most of these videos were at about 200, 300 views. Now you can see the most recent up over 2,000. And obviously, you know, everyone's concern is with the people of this community. It's going to be tough going to school tomorrow, I'm sure, for this community. It's going to be tough going to church, even, in this community and the other local churches. But I wonder, because, see, I have a feeling that the people in this community are thinking, I'm going to take my gun with me from now on. I don't think the members of this congregation, now, they can speak for themselves, but I feel like the first gut instinct reaction to this was, oh my gosh, I wish there was more gun control. Oh my gosh, I wish there was more gun legislation. Oh my gosh, I wish the Democrats shut down the NRA and shut down the Second Amendment. No. Because people still live in reality and they know that millions and millions of guns have already hit the market and they don't go anywhere, folks. Guns are very durable. And they stick around. Those guns aren't going anywhere, and no matter what legislation any government wants to pass, those guns will still be on the street, and criminals will still break the law. What was that last story, guys, as we go to break? Yep. Democrat senator calls for gun control after shooting before shooter even identified. Again, it just shows you, folks, the agenda to take the guns, the anti-gun agenda, the anti-Second Amendment agenda, is more important to these people than common sense. They've shown their true colors. We aren't conspiracy theorists. They really do want the guns. They don't want you to have a gun. What do you think happens when they take the guns? More church shooting.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting. hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've got it, because it's simply the truth. Democrats are now calling for more church shootings. That's what they're doing today. Yes. Go ahead. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Dems aren't calling for gun control, folks. You can't control an inanimate object. It doesn't do anything. You can sit the gun down on the table. There's your gun control. It's not going anywhere. It's not shooting anybody. It's doing nothing. Dems aren't calling for gun control today, folks, in wake of the church shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas. No, Dems aren't calling for gun control. That's a misnomer. That's a misleading headline. What Dems are calling for today is more church shootings. That's the truth. That's what the Dems are calling for. More church shootings, more innocent victims, more tyranny, more criminals roaming the streets. Less of you being able to defend yourself. That's what the Dems are calling for today. No gun legislation, zero, zippity-doo-dah, could have stopped what happened today. No gun control legislation could have stopped what happened in Vegas. But the Democrats don't understand that, do they? They don't understand the concept that criminals break the law. It's funny that they wouldn't understand that, considering most of them are criminals. You'd think they would understand that mindset, but it seems to skip them. Here's Senator Bob Casey. In addition to offering my prayers and thoughts, I also believe Congress must take action on gun violence.
Really?
How do you take action on gun violence? I think we already have actions for gun violence, Senator Bob Casey. It's called arrest. It's called the justice system. And again, you know, actually, this is amazing. There were, of all of the footage that I went through of the Vegas shooting, just the people shooting on their cell phones, do you realize how many times you could hear people in these videos saying, I wish I brought my gun? Do you realize how many people were fleeing the scene saying, dang it, why didn't I bring my gun today? I mean, what do you think you wish you had when somebody walks into your church and starts shooting? What do you think the first thing you want is? Do you think the first thing you wish for is gun legislation? Oh my gosh, there's a shooter in my church. Gun legislation. We need gun legislation. Or do you think it's, oh my gosh, there's a shooter in my church. I wish I had a gun. And if you had a gun, you'd be reaching for the gun and you'd be pulling out and you'd be putting your training into execution and you would take down the shooter and then you'd be a hero. But you're not allowed to be a hero. You're not allowed to defend yourself. You're not allowed to defend your church. No, the Democrats are going to do that for you by taking the guns. See? And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that all these people usually acquire these firearms illegally to begin with. It doesn't matter that there's already millions and millions of guns out on the streets already. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that the government, the FBI, the CIA have already been caught running guns illegally. None of that matters. We need more gun control. That's what the Democrats said. So congratulations to all the Democrats that showed their true colors today and called for gun control after an event where if there would have been a citizen on the scene with a gun, a good citizen with a gun, with his concealed carry, multiple lives would have been saved today. That is undoubtable. We are currently waiting right now for the press conference in Sutherland Springs, Texas. But let that sink in, folks. This is the truth. This is the truth. The Democrats, they are not calling for gun control. They're calling for more church shootings. That's how we spin this. That's how we put this right back on them. You want to call for gun control? We'll call it what it really is. More church shootings. Yeah, Dick Durbin tweets out, this guy is such a piece of work. The shooter turned his gun on people, kids, in a place of worship. Since when did these people care about a place of worship if it's not a Muslim? America is in the grips of gun violence crisis. Really? Actually, the numbers are down unless you're in Chicago, a gun-free zone. Congress must act. Oh. Again, what could Congress have done for the people in that church, folks? This is how loony these people are. This is how deranged and agenda-driven these people are, that they sacrifice and forfeit common sense for the agenda. Can you pull up Dick Durbin's tweet again for me real quick? Dick Durbin says, America is in the grips of a gun violence crisis. These same Democrats who will say we're in the grips of a gun violence crisis will never, ever once say anything about radical Islamic terror. This is the Democrat mind. Radical Islamic terror doesn't exist. In fact, we've got a clip from Fareed Zakaria. You know what? Let's go to this clip right now. Let's go to Fareed Zakaria, because it's all the same mindset, folks. It's all the same deranged mindset. Here's Fareed Zakaria apologizing for radical Islamic terror.
This week's tragic terror attack in New York was the kind of isolated incident by one troubled man that shouldn't lead to grand generalization.
Pause it right there. One isolated event, he tells you, Fareed Zakaria on fake news CNN, tells you one isolated event. No one has ever said Allahu Akbar and stabbed anyone ever before. Oh, wait, it's happened dozens of times. No one's ever said Allahu Akbar and run people over on the streets with a vehicle. Oh, wait, yeah, that's happened in multiple countries. And then here's Fareed Zakaria telling you it's a lone event, but then he discredits himself with what he says next.
Generalizations. In the 16 years since 9/11, the city has proved astonishingly safe from jihadists.
Pause it right there. He says it's a lone event, then references 9/11 and references jihadi events. So he contradicts his own self in this clip. Folks, I'm telling you, you have to ask yourself, are these people that corrupt or are they really that stupid? I mean, Fareed Zakaria, I mean, forget the fact he looks like the clown out of the Saw movie series. But don't you see, folks? So again, a guy runs people over, chants Allahu Akbar, and then Fareed Zakaria says, this is just a lone event. This is just a lone event. We shouldn't generalize people because of a lone event. Then references 9/11 when we went to war against radical Islamic terror because they hate our way of life. He doesn't mention that because that would go against his theory that this was a lone event. Rob Dew has just entered the scene at the press conference in Sutherland Springs. He just flashed across the camera. But don't you see how this thought pattern is the same for all of them? You can't offend anyone. You don't even want to offend anyone because you're scared of your own shadow. You're so politically correct and scared of your own shadow that you can't even report the truth. But then it shows how one narrow visioned you are in your own PC mind, censored mind, that you refute your own statement in the very next statement. So that's enough of Fareed Zakaria for now. Oh, and notice also, so you have all these radical Islamic terrorist acts. No calls for immigration control. No calls for control over the visa diversity program. Doesn't matter how many immigrant staffs want. How about this one? Deadly Tennessee church shooting, Sudanese immigrant arrested, FBI launches civil rights investigation. A black Sudanese immigrant shoots up people in a church, the mainstream media ignores it, no call for immigration control by the Democrats. It's guns, 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 guns. So today the Democrats called for more church shootings in America in their agenda to take the Second Amendment. We will not stand for it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. refresh your breath, and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormone.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex today, I am Owen Schroyer. We will be hearing from Alex Jones on the other side of this hour. So be sure to stick around for the latest reports from Alex Jones. Of course, he will be back tomorrow as well for the day show. We've got Rob Dew on the scene right now. He is in Sutherland Springs, Texas. He is at the community center where they're about to give the press conference. We're continuing to monitor that situation. But folks, in case you haven't noticed, InfoWars has reporters all over. We're putting reporters on the ground at all types of events. This is how we're able to get Rob down to the press conference here immediately because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, right now, as we're doing this broadcast, we are having our biggest studio being assembled just across the door from me right now. Another studio that Alex is about to launch as part of his expansion plans for InfoWars that you're seeing the fruits of already. But it's only possible when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it a win-win-win situation at InfoWarsStore.com by giving you great specials on great products. BrainForce Plus, folks, is still 50% off. Take advantage of BrainForce Plus. The reviews that I get from BrainForce Plus are honestly unbelievable. We had another lady call into the show yesterday. Actually, it was a nice fella who called into the show yesterday who talked about his girlfriend after being in a serious car accident, struggling with brain activity, started taking BrainForce, and he noticed that her brain activity was kicking up again. And when she was taking Brain Force, she did better remembering names and dates and places, something she was struggling with before. These are the types of reviews we get from products like Brain Force, DNA Force, and some of our other breakthrough products at InfoWarsStore.com. And Brain Force is still 50% off. DNA Force, you're hearing more about telomere health. Well, when you hear about that, think DNA Force at InfoWarsStore.com. That is also 25% off. One of our best, most groundbreaking products is DNA Force at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off. I've also got a little intel here, folks, on some of the other specials that are going on right now. 50% off Silver Bullet, that is set to end soon. So if you were thinking about taking advantage of the Silver Bullet special, you're going to want to get to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of that as soon as possible, because that is ending soon. Also ending soon is Survival Shield X2 for 40% off. This is a must-have household product. I think this is one of the biggest game changers on our website, at least for most people, for me included. Survival Shield X2, 40% off, but that special will be ending soon as well. So be sure to take advantage of that before that ends. And we've also got Super Male Vitality for 30% off. That is also ending soon. So get to InfoWarsStore.com. Great health supplements, all kinds of stuff that you can purchase there to support this platform. I remember just a few years ago, when I would go to the InfoWars store, the selection was probably a quarter of what it is now. We have seriously expanded our store, and we plan to continue that expansion as we are expanding our broadcast here with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of all of these specials before they sell out. All right, we're still keeping tabs on Rob Dew as he is at the community center in Sutherland Springs, Texas, where they're about to give a press conference. So, hey, crew, if you guys could just keep me posted on that situation. It looks like they're still building the scene there. They're still getting some mics set up. Oh, there's Rob Dew. He enters the fold here. I think Rob is either live now or about to go live. That's Rob Dew there sitting right in front of the camera. So Rob Dew is obviously covering this live himself. Guys, is that on our Facebook channel? I'm going to have the crew back there get the exact area where you can find that of all of our things. Of course, we've got the Twitter, Real Alex Jones, InfoWars. We've got the Facebook. We've got the YouTube. We've got everything, folks. And trying to figure out where you can find Rob Dew's live coverage of that. So Rob Dew is live somewhere right now. There he is right there. Okay, so you can find Rob Dew's broadcast also on the Alex Jones channel on Facebook. So we'll be covering that as well as hearing from Alex himself in the next hour. So be sure to stay tuned to that. I want to mention one thing. I touched on this in a segment earlier. Now, this is actually a story from September. Most people have probably never even heard about this story. Deadly Tennessee church shooting, Sudanese immigrant arrested, FBI launches civil rights investigation. So, this shooter went into a small town church in Tennessee, Emmanuel Kingada Sampson from Sudan, and shot up the church, but it was never reported. You never saw a lick of this on television news. Now, this story is from Fox News, but folks, I'm telling you, I monitor all Fox News. Even Fox News barely even gave this any attention on their television shows. And today, when they're all going back, remembering all of the mass shootings that have happened, they mentioned the Vegas shooting, they mentioned the shooting of the young guy that went into the church. I think that was in Charlottesville. I can't even remember. There's so many. Was that Charlotte? I can't even recall the guy's name now either. But they mentioned all these shootings, and somehow they just left this one out. They just magically just left this one out of the Sudanese immigrant going into the church and shooting people. Why? I wonder why they left that out. So that was strange to me, and I wanted to pull that story today because I noticed that none of the news reporting is reporting on this story, which you would think you would report on. It's right along the lines to church shooting, to gunmen, but they don't report on it. I wonder if that's because the killer in that situation was a immigrant from Sudan. I'm not sure, but nobody is mentioning that. So again, folks, if you're just joining us, the big news today is being reported 27 people have died in a mass shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, and at least 30 others injured. The Democrats are already calling for guns. That's how it's being reported. The Democrats are actually calling for more church shootings because they don't want you to be able to defend yourself in your church if somebody like this came in and started shooting. No, the answer is learn how to use a gun, get your concealed carry, and protect yourself when you're in a situation like this. And they always ignore the fact, the Democrats always ignore the fact that in the gun-free zones, just use Chicago as an example, more shootings than any other city, more gun violence than anywhere else is in the gun-free zones in Chicago. Amazing how gun-free zones don't seem to stay gun-free. All right, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do here. I'm going to just hit a couple other headlines before this news conference gets started and before we hear from Alex Jones on the other side. You know, Weinstein Gate continues to crumble. This was a story from Business Insider today. All the men who have accused Kevin Spacey of sexual misconduct. It started with Anthony Rapp saying he was assaulted by Spacey when he was 14. Now there's a whole list of them, and I've even heard reports that Spacey is seeking pedophilia therapy. Think about that. Now, if you asked one Alex Jones what pedophilia therapy would be, he would point to a ball peen hammer upside the head. But somehow Spacey, you know, I'm a pedophile, but I just have a problem. I just need therapy. No, dude, you are a sick, sick man that actually acted out your pedophilic desires. That's what people are saying. You don't go to therapy for that. You get arrested, I guess, unless you're Kevin Spacey. But I have a bad feeling that this is only going to get worse for Kevin Spacey and for Hollywood. I don't know if you've heard about this one yet, but Rand Paul's neighbor decided to beat him up. Rand Paul. I mean, you want to talk about really a centrist, libertarian centrist, you got to think about Rand Paul. But his neighbor, Rene Bouchier, decided he was going to assault him and try to beat him up. So that's nice, though. I mean, you know, if you're a Republican, you deserve to get beat up, especially because you won't take the guns from people. Oh, my goodness. You know what? House GOP quietly revises tax bill to tax income at higher rates over time. Folks, if you've seen this tax bill, it's actually a Democrat-looking tax bill. This tax bill is a tax bill that the left would rejoice and embrace. I wonder if all the Trump haters that want to tax the rich have seen this tax bill. Will they come around on Trump? Of course not. So then he's going to do.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.